This is a brand new episode of the Comedy Roundtable. Jamie Bendel, Jamie Hernan, Adam Haig.
Nice.
We are live
still
once again
that.
At the Punchline Comedy Club in the diner next door, the world famous 24-hour Landmark Diner. Special episode. Make sure you pull up a chair. We have saved a space for you. Brand new, breaking ground. We are not only live, but we have the first dual guest episode ever.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, 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 bum. J. Chris Newberg, Walker Hayes are our comedians that are joining us this episode. Okay, so here's what we do now, kind of change up the show since the last time you're on it.
Okay.
We like to keep it tight. Like to keep people on their on this edge.
It's the uncomfortable bio read.
Okay.
And comedians are notorious for having zombie bios.
Okay, I'm ready.
So you can tap out at any time when you say, like, I've heard enough.
Okay, but I can also listen to the whole thing?
You can listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
J. Chris Newberg.
I'm out.
All right. That's how the pros do it. That's how the pros do it. Walker, IMDb credits.
Yes.
Right? Actress, casting director, known for Mona Lisa Smile, The Lonesome Trail, and...
That's all that says? Well, that is terrible.
I just clicked on it now. Assumption of Risk.
Yeah.
And then it wants me to get the app.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I haven't gotten.
We'll see.
You got to go pro.
So what am I missing?
Right.
Are you a pro or are you not?
I'm actually the star of Matrix. It's just not listed in the one that doesn't have the app version. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. All right. Perfect. Well,
Walker's
so here
bio
we are.
Is at least three times as long as Chris.
That's true. Didn't even tap out. Well, I don't even know that I technically started it, and it's poor planning on my part. All right. So the format of the show. Well, so first of all, we're here in Atlanta.
Yes.
What brings you to Atlanta?
I'm here to work on, I'm working on a television show for Fox called Crime Scene Kitchen, a show about finding ingredients, also known as clues, in a kitchen setting crime scene, and the contestants have to bake something based on the clues that they were able to find in the kitchen, and I'm here to do host producing work.
All right, so it's like an escape room for your belly.
Yes, that's exactly way shorter than what I was saying.
Does that work?
Escape room for your belly, yes.
It's an escape room for your belly. You gotta solve the crime.
Do you get to eat any of the food?
I made the only two times I went after the food. It looked way better than it tasted, and both people got sent home. Oh. But they made these Simpsons-looking donuts, and I was like, hell yes, I'm in. And I was like, oh, I get it. They're leaving because... It looks better than taste.
Yeah, I sense a theme that they're like, okay, these guys are leaving. We'll let Chris eat this one. Yeah.
So, okay, we can come back. I have more questions about
right.
Now that we're delving into it a little deeper, I have additional questions.
I'm ready.
So, do you use a lot of crime-related puns?
I was instructed on day one from our host, if you write a pun, you will no longer write.
Oh, that's
a
shame.
If you write a pun, it will only be one.
Yes.
There you go.
That's also, a limerick, so that would have been safe.
That's what I was trying to do.
I'm thinking in my head, appetizers are misdemeanors, right? Main courses are felonies.
Yeah.
And your entrees are capital offenses.
Yes, and roughage would be Leto files.
Leto files.
Yes. Nicely done.
Yes.
These chickens were raised in solitary?
Yes.
Or maybe that's the veal?
Yeah.
Oh,
these are general.
Oh, that actually hits a
these
little close to
home. These are general population chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
Walker, so tell us about what you're doing here in Atlanta.
I'm here to expand my mind and get on the stages.
Nice.
Of Atlanta. That's it. I'm your basic underemployed comedian.
Yeah, but we did talk about you've toured around the country and
I have.
You're underselling your credits a little bit, but that's
I came here to get a big, beautiful, expensive home that I couldn't afford in New York.
Ah, you came to the right place.
I think I came to the right place at the wrong time because they're now building condos around me, starting at $1 million, and I'm like, oh, am I still in New York? What are we doing?
Yeah, 2 years ago, you could have had that condo for $250.
It's completely nuts. I'm just, the housing bubble here is just insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Completely crazy.
On a separate note, for anybody who's driven through downtown Atlanta in the portion where we call the connector, 75, 85 come together and kind of roll through Midtown, many of the new buildings, tall buildings that are built right adjacent to the highway are stick built. They're all wood. They're not concrete.
Yes.
And I find multi-story, like 20-story buildings built out of wood.
Scary.
Frightening.
To be sketchy as can be.
It just takes one pothead falling asleep with that joint too close to the, beam.
Yeah.
It's like, do we ever have hurricanes here? Kind of, the hurricanes roll through.
Well, there's definitely certainly enough wind.
And we've seen the tornado roll through downtown
Atlanta.
It's
apparently because of the cost of lumber relative to the cost of concrete at the time.
Wow.
That it was briefly much cheaper to build with sticks than it was with bricks.
Okay.
Anyway, this is not a building podcast.
Term, sticks
sticks and bricks, that's what they call them. Stick built.
If I came out of my $1 million condo and the termite guy was laying the traps around the building, I would feel very uncomfortable about where I lived.
Good point.
But is it weird that since Jamie said puns, every time you guys say termites, I hear ter certain.
Oh,
like those would be. I can't help it.
It's ter definitely.
That host is definitely missing out ter on the puns.
Questions. I've heard that people that speak in puns have brain damage.
Oh, very possible.
No, I'm not even making that up. You can Google that. They did
is
like
it
a
true
study.
That pun people have brain damage?
There's their brain functions way differently than everyone else.
They misalign.
I don't know.
I don't think that sounds like damage.
No, I think it's a fantastic
ultra
art
smart.
Form. It's an art. I mean, a lot of people like it's the lowest form of comedy, but if you're good at it and you're fast, it's what you think.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend who texted me today who's in advertising, and he asked me a question about country songs about banking, about breaking up with your bank. So this is about somebody breaking up with a big bank.
Okay.
Just while I was standing in line to check out at the supermarket, I came up with the following. I thought you liked me, but every time I checked, there was no interest.
That's good.
Right?
I would have done a better play on checked.
I was busy making deposits, but you were withdrawing.
Oh, it's also good.
Yeah. Just when I needed you, you bounced.
I like that one.
Right, that's good.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
All right. So, in the interest of saving our listeners from actually killing
themselves. No. Everybody's in because this is perfect content. All right.
So, what you just told us is that you have suffered a brain injury at some point in your life, right?
Did you come up with the thing? I'm 0.13% interested.
Oh, that would have been very good.
I like that one.
God.
I'm wearing a condom, so it's sort of like I'm safety depositing in your box.
Oh, that is actually.
Okay. I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll be your 401k. You'll get out of me what you put in.
Oh, nice. Remix
and there's
version.
A penalty for early withdrawal.
Penalties for early withdrawal.
Just changed their logo.
Remix version. I'll be your 401k.
Okay. That's country themed. Yeah. All right. So we do lightning rounds. It is three topics. You get to pick which you prefer. The topics are recipe for disaster. As it turns out, unplanned.
Chris.
Best hashtags and superstitions.
Superstitions.
All right, we're going to go superstitions. Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise, starting with Jamie.
All right, you're walking on a sidewalk. You're holding a mirror. When out of nowhere, a black cat darts in front of you, scares the hell out of you, causing you to drop the mirror, shatters into 1,000 pieces. You fall to the ground, landing right on a crack in the sidewalk, and you look up and you've landed behind a ladder. What method do you use to reverse all that bad luck you just generated?
What method do I use to reverse
you just
this
had
bad luck?
All this
really
bad
kind
luck.
Of did the triumphant. You hit the cycle of bad luck.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's what? It's 7 years bad luck for
the mirror.
For the mirror.
You got the cat.
And then now we've broken my mother's back, which isn't really my problem. No. So I don't really necessarily have to do anything.
Yeah.
Your
mom's issue.
That's just unfortunate. I guess I send a text to my dad.
Right.
The 7 years of bad luck. Gosh. What happens in 7 years?
Good question.
I mean, I feel like the Earth will be gone.
That's a good question. Like, we live
in a
yellow world.
Times.
Right?
So, I don't know.
But do you have a superstition that reverses bad luck? Like, you know, the typical knock on wood?
Like the Uno reverse card?
Ooh, the knock on wood.
Anything that's good luck.
Cross your fingers.
Does that work?
What are anti-superstition things?
What if you just... What I would do then is I would take the cat and I would get the cat a new home, and that would be my foray into
right,
that would be like my philanthropic deed.
Yeah, you've solved it. Your karma has gone through the roof.
That's what I would do. I would karmically do something with the cat that doesn't involve me skinning it.
Good call.
Yeah,
colonic.
Get it all out. Get all the shit out.
Yep.
We'll clean your shit. All right. A lot of us know a lot of superstitions. Do you have any justitions that you have that are not quite super?
They're not super. These are just things I believe. Yes, I am a very big believer that you shouldn't put purses on the floor because it means that you won't have any money.
Oh, I like that.
Don't have respect for the vehicle that carries it.
That's a good one. Yeah. Very good one. Any just not super, but justitious.
Justitious. It's so bizarre. I only drink out of plastic cups at home. Because when I used to work at a bar, I would never trust the glass washer. So even though I own glasses and my girlfriend drinks out of glasses, I have to drink out of red cups. or just plastic cups.
I should sneak out, y'all, and go do some comedy, and then I'll come wave to the table again.
We'll be here when you're done.
All right, don't talk about me when I'm gone. Bye. Okay, no.
Don't forget your phone.
Have a good set.
How about that Walker, right?
Right.
Oh, my God, Walker.
No kidding. The mouth on that one.
Wow. All right, my turn. Superstitions.
Yes.
All right. If you were going to create the Justice League of superstitions, who are they?
Which superstitions make the Justice League?
Which are the Superman, Batman,
and
Aquaman?
How many are we talking? We're talking like six?
Give me three.
Okay, three.
Give me the three
the big
foundational
ones.
Stitions.
You didn't want to go Fantastic Four?
That made it really, they really are super.
Do you mean like if you chew gum, it'll be stuck in your system for 7 years? Like, could that be one of them?
If you thought, I was thinking more in terms of like claustrophobia.
Possible fact.
Okay.
Right?
Those are phobias.
What's that?
Those are phobias.
Phobias, not superstitions.
I think we're talking about, you know,
I was thinking phobias.
The pick up
behind a ladder
and get good
luck.
Could
you imagine if that was the evil villain?
Knock on wood.
That was the evil villains and that was their go-to move, that he was just like the Catman? Maybe that maybe actually is his bad guy name is Superstition. And all he would do is break mirrors and black hats.
Black cat people.
Okay.
Commissioner Gordon would call and be like.
The big three.
Yeah. I would say referring to the Shakespeare, the play or whatever it's called, instead of saying Macbeth.
Yep.
I would say bless you after you sneeze. Otherwise, you're going to die.
You could die. Right. No breaking your leg.
Yeah. And I would say break a leg.
Yeah. You got to say break a leg.
Instead of the origin, which of course is get cast.
Is that true?
That is true.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
That's because everyone's like, why do they say break a leg? Because if you break a leg, you're going
to
get
cast.
Ah. Oh, see, I never, I always heard it was that there was a leg on the curtain or something, and that it was going up and down so much that you broke the leg on the curtain.
I mean, this is my big three, so you could.
It's 100%. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sticking with your big three. It's a much cooler story.
Thank you.
Get cast versus the curtain.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to do it for our first sequence of questions. We'll be back with more of the Comedy Roundtable in just a moment.
Favorite Stevie Wonder song?
Superstition.
Yep.
But he didn't mention any superstitions in there, does he?
No, which is interesting. Very superstition.
Writing on the wall. What are the writings on the wall? Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Is it superstition or superstitious?
There are superstitions.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did you just say very superstition?
Superstitious?
Superstition? Very superstition?
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Why would you say that?
Because you just sung it.
I didn't sing that. That wouldn't have made sense.
You know what would be awesome? Is if there were superstitions. Things that you only...
Yeah, so stupid, people.
They're so stupid.
That's a stupid...
stupid stition.
You know what's a stupid stition? Step on a crack, break your mom's back.
That's a stupid stition.
That's a total stupid stition because there's no correlation...
None.
...between stepping on a crack and you're breaking your mom's back.
First of all, think about how long moms were around. Moms preceded cracks.
Right.
Right?
Obviously.
Well, it didn't immediately start. It didn't start until the cracks came along. The moms were fine until the cracks came along. Then people started stepping on the cracks. That's when the backs went.
That sounds stupid.
That's a stupid. Okay, so we'll role play that out.
Okay.
Let's go back to approximately, let's conservatively say 800 BC.
Okay. 800 BC.
800 BC.
Actually, a great time to be alive.
Great time to be alive.
Yeah.
There were mothers.
Lots of moms.
Okay. Doctor.
Yes.
I believe my wife's back is broken.
Oh my God, what could be the source of that?
Wrong. Impossible. There are no cracks.
Right.
They don't exist. So we have to rule out a broken back.
Can't be a broken back.
She's fine. Get up.
I'm a medical doctor. No, but I really think her back is broken.
No, get up. You're not.
We have no cracks.
There are no cracks.
It's not possible.
It cannot be that. We can rule that out immediately.
Stupid stitions.
Comedy Roundtable being recorded this episode live. I always like the live ones better. We are here
The
Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia, in the wonderful Landmark Diner. It is a literal landmark here in Buckhead area of Atlanta. There is one of the many year-round proms that takes place. It's great to see the kids and adults out in their prom finery.
Year-round prom?
There's proms all the time. There's always some
of it. You're looking at that group right there, and you're thinking
of
prom?
It's theater of the mind.
Oh, yeah.
It's theater of the mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody knows.
That definitely looks like a prom.
Total prom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody, these kids are having great. They look good. Everybody, yeah. It's such an exciting night for people out to be at prom. We are here with our guests, Walker Hayes and Chris Newberg. Very talented comedians, both working in Atlanta. Chris is here in town working on a new game show that we can see where?
On Fox.
Fox.
On Fox. Fox.
All right, two remaining lightning round question subject matter headings are best hashtags or recipe for disaster.
Should we let Walker decide or?
No, Walker can't decide this
Wait,
one.
Wait, while we're on the air and while we're recording, even though you guys can edit this out, will, when I get back or before I leave, if you guys have the internet, will you three do my podcast?
That'd yeah, that'd be amazing.
Okay, yeah. I would love that. Okay, yeah. We'll set it up. Edit that out.
All right, best hashtags, recipe for disaster.
I'm definitely not editing it out, you asking us to be on your podcast.
I know, good.
Yeah, putting that at the front.
Oh, good. Yeah. So the hashtag is recipes for disaster. May I have an example?
Or best hashtags.
Best hashtag or recipes for disaster.
Two categories at this
categories.
Point.
Recipe for disaster.
All right, recipe for disaster, starting with Jamie.
All right, which three people could you put together in a room to cause the most comical disaster?
Ronald McDonald, Dave Thomas, and Long John Silver.
Oh, what an epic battle.
Can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
Well done.
Thank you.
The Burger King still standing outside going, please let me in.
But I lost all respect for the Burger King like once he had like elephantitis of the skull.
Yes.
Like, remember when they just like blew his head up?
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
I don't know why they made that choice.
It was a weird choice.
And then there was a whole marketing move.
No, I know. You can't take advantage of it with marketing either.
Right. Yeah.
They involved him in a lot of weird marketing, like where he walked in with
boxers.
I know
it's a good answer, everybody. Yeah. But
I mean, that's a good answer.
The crowd's loving that answer.
All the crowd's
loving the answer.
Love it. All right, Adam, what do you got?
All right. If you had to have one recipe that you make and you had to win over people, that you're walking into kind of a disaster situation, but there's a recipe that you make to try and calm the waters, what is it that you make for people?
Okay. So I take my great-grandfather and great-grandmother's from Cassino, Italy's meatball recipe,
yep.
And I slightly remix it. Basically, it is meatballs, but it's like sort of a hatted meatball. So I take it's a 50% traditional sirloin, and then I add for the other 50% three parts pork, lamb, and veal.
Nice.
I mix them all together. I'm using breadcrumbs, obviously, two eggs, and then I put scallions in there. After I put the scallions and I mush them all up together, I also add red onion. And I take the red onion after they're all mucked together. I put them into the ball scenario. I slightly brown them on the outside by sauteing them.
Yep.
After they're sauteed in olive oil only, I then put them on the baking pan.
Yep.
And I put the Parmesan cheese sprinkled all across them.
Ooh.
I put a dollop of marinara on them. Then I take three separate cans of sauce. I take a traditional ragu. I take a vodka sauce. Yep. And then I take a marinara sauce. I mix those three sauces together and I make sure that one is ragu and two are the other different brands, like a Newman's or like a whatever other kind.
Yeah.
And then I have the sauce simmer and I also cut regular tomatoes and I mix those with stewed tomatoes and I take the, and that, I leave that on the pot. I put the meatballs into the oven for 15 to 20 at 350.
Okay.
And I take the meatballs out and I let them simmer and cook in the sauce till they're finished for 5 more minutes. And then I just start collecting checks because I know they're good.
Boom. Start collecting checks.
Collecting those
checks. How is your fast going right now?
Yeah, that is amazing. That sounds so good. That is a disaster cure.
Yeah.
If there ever was one.
Now, I think it's worth noting. Were you just going to say, Adam? What? Although you won't know it by the time you listen to this episode, is past the 25-hour mark.
Yeah, I've been fasting for a little bit.
25 hours.
So that the food question was a painful
one. I think all of your exposition.
Honestly, I'll take that bullet.
Oh, how long are you going for? You're going for 3 days?
3 days, yeah.
To make it easier for you on the fast, I'm going to edit everything that Chris just said there, and all it's going to say, his answer is just going to be ragu.
No.
You're just gonna-
I actually will be writing down... That
I'll email to you.
Awesome.
It's like my great-great-grandparents, but I remixed it with like sauteing it.
It sounds incredible.
Here's my question as it relates to recipe for disaster.
Yes.
Disasters are never good.
No.
So why would have anybody taken the time to write down the ingredients for something bad?
The recipe for a disaster.
Oh, I get it. Because the Wi-Fi was down.
Because they wanted to learn from it to avoid it again in the future.
Because you know someone has Googled, how can I make the worst thing? #poison my wife. I'm going to need a recipe for the disaster. and the Wi-Fi went down, they're like, fuck, I need to write this down.
I should probably write this down.
Just in case it happens again.
Is it more wives poisoning husbands or husbands poisoning wives? What do you think?
It depends on the city.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Oh, who's poisoning who?
Is it geographical?
I think so.
Oh, there's a clear gender thing.
So hang on a second.
Geographically.
This is going to be broadly stereotypical in my answer.
That's good.
But I would say that the wives who poison husbands, their recipes are far more elaborate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, I just found poison.
But also at the same time.
Yeah. Why does my water taste weird? Because it's full of poison.
What kind? I don't know. It just says poison.
I don't know. It's poison. It doesn't matter.
Do you remember the movie Sliding Doors?
Yes.
Yeah.
He put a lot of work into that, and he just didn't get it done.
Right.
Mm. That was very elaborate to the point where it should have worked.
Yes. Again, and I think that's the thing. If you go for the slow, long poison, you got to get frustrated at some point. You're like, I really thought I'd be seeing more results at this point.
So I think slow, long poison gives you the time to rethink your relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Also, a common pun that we haven't even talked about, but it's specifically for you, Adam. Time goes by so very slow when you are fasting.
Oh, well played, sir.
Right?
It's a Lemonheads lyric.
It's very nice.
Is it really a Lemonheads lyric?
That's a good one.
I've
never
fasted.
It's called Steve's Boy, I think.
Steve's Boy?
I think it's like if you literally, it's a really fun Lemonhead song, but...
Oh, to check it out. All right, that is the end of round numero two.
Yes.
One left to go that I think is going to have something to do with best hashtags. Don't slide away. Jamie, Adam, J. Chris Newberg, and our prom kings and queens will be back right after this. So I have good news.
Okay, I love good news.
I am going to get to update my bio.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I am officially...
A grandfather?
No.
Oh.
Although I made that sound disappointed. I would be like, what the...
Yeah.
I don't want to... No, you have the wrong idea. I'd be like...
You want me to release this episode in 10 years?
Yeah. What the... Anyway, my episode of The Walking Dead aired.
Oh, yeah. You were an extra, right? But you were dead in the scene.
Dead in the scene. Boom. Scene. My face.
Yes.
Character comes in. My face.
Yeah. Right by the feet.
Right. I got like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 seconds of screen time.
So this is like framing your bigger storyline down the road.
He's dead.
I'm dead.
No, but this is like,
that
this is like
dead.
A future look so that they can, that's what happens to your character at the end.
No, that was it. My character was alive in previous episodes. But the actual actor was playing it. I got to play another actor.
Oh, wow.
Because I look so much like them.
So that actor couldn't play because that actor is dead?
So apparently what I learned, and again, I don't want to lift the curtain on how Hollywood works. Apparently they will pay a rate for the live actor when they need live actor skills. Then they will pay dead extra rates.
Oh.
And not make live actor lay around and pretend that they're dead.
So I think that you're underselling the quality of your dead actor skills.
You know what I learned? They wouldn't let me be dead with eyes open. I had to be dead and eyes closed. I tried to go dead eye open, but nope. They're like, and I don't even think they call me by my name.
It's because he kept winking at the camera.
Boom. Well, listen.
Yeah, give him the charm.
Eyes are my moneymaker.
Yeah.
Right?
Laying that Vendel charm
and
on the
like,
candle.
Who is the dead guy under that real actor's boot?
So that brings us back behind the scenes a little bit, okay? You're dead.
I'm dead.
Are you actually thinking thoughts while you're dead?
Are you method acting dead? And when people saw you in the trailer before, you're like, can't talk dead.
No, there was a lot of dead talking.
Okay. Did you get to eat from the same table?
Oh, there was craft services, but a little awkward when you're dressed up as, you know, you're all costumed. I mean, I had prosthetics and... All kinds of stuff. Totally covered in blood.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to eat because you could smear your makeup or something.
Well, and I also didn't know how long it would be shooting, and I don't know what the dead guy rules are for I need a bathroom break.
Oh, good
call. I didn't want to be on a long shoot and to be like, I know I'm supposed to be dead, but bladder's still full.
Yeah.
Bladder's still working.
I heard something the other day that when you die, your body releases all the fluids.
It does. Unsphincters.
It unsphincters.
It de-sphincters.
Funny. Every time I fart, I'm worried about unsphinctering.
Right? Yeah. And now, right?
It's true.
It's the opposite of, you know, you got to put on clean underwear because in case you get in a car accident, not if you're dead.
What's the motto of the Boy Scouts? Don't trust a fart.
Never trust a fart.
All right, this is our final segment here of this episode, and depending on how long it goes, we may be rejoined by Walker Hayes, comedian who's terrifically funny, so if you see her name on a marquee someplace, go check her out. Absolutely. As well.
But also she has the name of like a 1970s former circus host.
Indeed.
Who is host? Walker Hayes. I love that dude. He's so good at pool.
Yeah, or a sheriff. Yeah. Like an old West sheriff.
Wait, who carries a stick?
Yeah. What's something. Your name? Walker Hayes is the sheriff of this town.
Best hashtags is what you're down to. So best hashtags, starting with Jamie.
All right. Multi-part question.
Ready?
All right. What would be the best hashtags you could use for the following events in your life? Number one, losing your virginity.
Hashtag gone in 60 seconds.
Nice.
Number two, a cousin goes to prison.
Which one?
Hashtag which one?
Yeah, hashtag which one?
All right, number three, you get a clone of your favorite dog.
Wait, no, no, wait. I want to do the answer to that one.
Go ahead.
Hashtag now I'm divorced.
And number three, you get a clone of your favorite dog, but just don't like him as much as the last one.
Not quite as old Yeller.
Well played.
Nice.
I didn't actually get the tag part, so I had best hash. And I thought we were talking about hash browns or hash, like a breakfast food. Okay. So let me go ahead and ask you, where are you on the hash brown grits controversy?
I think that there are certain like low bar restaurants who excel at hash browns. Like IHOP is gonna have they come in those bricks. It's like the brick of hash brown.
Yes,
and that's cool. And then I love that, but like I get disappointed when higher quality establishments such as the Landmark try to thicken the browns.
Yes,
and it's like maybe like an offspring of a scallop.
Yes.
Or they do the chunkier potato where they just like take Redskins, deskin them, and then like those are, but they call them something like power potatoes or like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a potato skillet or something like that. You're like, no, it's just a hash brown with an egg on it.
Yeah. But it's also if you get the hash browns at the store and you throw them in the air fryer, they come the closest to IHOP.
Yes.
Because you have no confidence that you should be existing when you eat them.
Right. Exactly.
When they're shredded hash browns,
yes,
it's only like a third of them get browned. And then there's a bunch of slick-sided, naked.
That gives you the
potato.
Mix of texture.
I don't like it.
No, I think that's interesting. So I actually,
crunchy.
When I go to those restaurants, I'll often, and I know there's a shredded hash brown coming, I will ask for them.
Extra crispy.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Or extra crispy for that very reason.
Yeah, give me more crusted sides.
Every time when I was waiting tables and someone would ask for shredded hash browns extra crispy, I would say, well done, sir.
Well done.
I apologize. I can't. No, I'm sorry.
I mean, you're just killing it. You're killing it. Oh, don't God. Stop. The brain damage. It's incredible.
Rain Man of
Which
puns.
I resist, by the way. We should all be so brain damaged just to come up with good puns.
Oh, my God. A pun off?
I mean, validation. That it's brain. You don't need to go to the doctor now that the interweb lets you know that your comedy is horrible. You're dying.
Jamie gave you the scenario in which...
He was creating hashtags.
He was creating hashtags.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Could you envision a world where you give the hashtag and people give you back the scenario?
Could I envision it?
Could you do that? Do you think you could pull that off?
So you want a hashtag?
Hashtag, what would be the situation to which it applies? Not the situation, you make up hashtags. Do it the opposite way.
Who's given the situation?
So like hashtag spoiled eggs?
All it is hashtag spoiled eggs. Now somebody else has to come up with the circumstance for which
that
works.
To that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hashtag.
And it was, I didn't have children, and I'm 50.
Oh. Oh, there you go. Adam's played before. All right. Well, that's a good spot to end this round of this edition of the Comedy Roundtable. Chris has got to get on stage. We got to wrap it up here at the Punchline.
But yes. Confirmed, you guys will do. All right.
All right. We'll stick around.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, you guys will do my podcast.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Be happy to.
All right.
You've been a great guest. We love having you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again.
Go do your thing.
Are you going to get up or is George
I'm going to see what George, I think George is up now.
Oh, great.
Where will people find you online if they're looking for you?
Oh, at the Chris Army on social media, meaning Instagram or Twitter.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, for Jamie, and Adam, that has been another episode of the Comedy Roundtable here at the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia. Come and see us sometime. For Adam and Jamie,
see you.